If you look through a window in December and see a menorah alongside a tree, you might think interfaith family, right? It's likely, but as Dina Pritchard reports, you also just might be looking into the home of a Russian Jew.
Like a lot of kids in Moscow, Svetlana Shmulian loved New Year's.
If there was once a year that a Soviet kid got to eat red caviar, it was on the night of the New Year.
One of her favorite traditions, besides the caviar, was the Yulka, the New Year's tree.
You know, the smell of the tree, the toys, the blinking lights. It was one day to look forward to for the whole year.
If that sounds a lot like Christmas, it's because it kind of is. 100 years ago, Christmas in Russia was pretty much like Christmas in America. Decorated trees, family celebrations. But all that changed with the Russian Revolution.
The tree comes to be seen as a symbol of both the bourgeois order, which is a kind of one-class enemy, and of religion in particular, which is another kind of class enemy.
Victoria Smolkin-Rothrock teaches Russian history at Wesleyan University.
There are very explicit statements that essentially unmask the Christmas tree for the class symbol that it is. And it becomes clear that one does not have Christmas trees without political sympathies and allegiances falling into question.
And in the Soviet era, having your political sympathies questioned could be pretty dangerous. But in 1935, there was a letter in Pravda, the official paper, saying things had changed.
Here we are, and socialism has been built, and why would we deprive those children who had never had a Christmas tree of their own of the pleasure of the tree?
So the tree is redeemed, and it moves up the Orthodox calendar, becoming completely secular.
I don't think I even heard that it has to do with Christmas. It's just the tree for New Year. And we had, probably on top of the tree, we had a star. Like a red star, like the Kremlin red star.
Victoria Anish loved her New Year's tree, growing up in what's now Ukraine. But then she came to America.
We were told that trees here put on Christmas and Jews don't do Christmas.
Getting rid of the tree was just one in a long list of things to get used to in America. But when Anish and her friends started families of their own, they began to rethink it.
You know, like, why aren't you doing it? We're supposed to. What about our heritage?
But while Anish loved the tree as a kid, it's not something she wants to pass on to her own children.
For me, it was kind of a symbol of not having choices. I love that they have choices here. They're very tough figuring out what is my moral compass here, what it means to be Jewish. There's a lot of things and that I don't have answers, and I'm learning with them, but I love it.
For other Russians, like Svetlana Shmulian, this new freedom of choice means choosing a tree.
I am experiencing this and want to create experiences for my kids that link them to the tribe. I mean, they're part of the Jewish tribe. They're also part of American tribe. They're also part of Russian tribe. And there are all these identities that they carry.
Just as in the Soviet Union, what makes tradition meaningful isn't some government edict. It's how people gather around the tree, or don't, and decide what it means to be Russian and Jewish and American in a new world. For NPR News, I'm Dina Prichep.
Нова годовщина, а три любимых сына не стучатся у ворот. Только шлют телеграммы, как живут папа с мамой.